Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 28th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, we're going to talk with Kayla Rombalski. She is with the she is the Community Development Educator with UW Extension. Right now, two of our favorite people, Family Natural Foods Zone, Stephen and Katrina Hittner, in with us. How you two doing?
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
You know what? I asked how you were doing just so I wouldn't do that, Stephen. So you took the shot for me. Right, I appreciate you doing that.
I feel like it's a muscle memory. It's just like, this is what it is. We're used to it.
Absolutely.
It's okay. Yeah, it's, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're here for you all.
Oh, yeah.
Good day, everybody. There we go. The good day. That's good what day. I'm going with from now on. You guys just helped me discover my new tagline. I'm just going good to day. Good day. It covers my bases.
Can you say it with a British accent?
Good day. Oh, I went Australian.
It's okay.
Good day. Good day.
No,
see,
it's still Australian.
I'll work out of it in the break. I'll work out
of it. You're one of those guys at the penal colony.
Yes. We appreciate you guys being with us, certainly to talk about local business and talk about Family Natural Foods, but you guys got something really exciting coming up that we're looking forward to diving into. A couple of things, actually, we're looking forward to diving into, but let's start with what's happening. How are things going at the shop, and maybe rewinding a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, let's rewind a little bit. So for those of you that couldn't make it, we had an awesome presentation by Dr. Tracy, and it was a couple Tuesdays ago. She talked about...
I think everybody made it.
It was great.
It was a good turnout.
It was like
32, 35 people. It was a great turnout.
Everybody was really into it, and like the last time she was here, like everybody sat there. One person had an appointment. They had to leave early. Mm-hmm. They told me that. But every other person like was there the whole time and really engaged and like wished it would have gone longer, which I'm like... That's pretty awesome for an evening presentation on digestive health.
Right, yeah. And people went up later and talked to her about their specific digestive issues. And she's so just authentic where she truly wants people to feel health and feeling better. And so she'll take time to be with you. And that's what drives her. That's what gives her that energy to like, this is what's so important. But
yeah, it was really good. And I think it motivated us to like look at making a lineup of more presentations to the winter.
I was going to ask, with a nice turnout.
Certainly we're going to have her back again. So keep an eye out for that. Hopefully we'll have some you know early presentation details for people at our anniversary event coming up on the 6th and 7th of October.
I just talked to Keely from True Grace. She was in here once and did radio with us. And they're going to look at dates about potentially getting in to do a presentation at the store or do more radio dates. So, we have all that is like scheming. It's that fall energy. And that fall energy, we're starting to think about like, you know, oh, I want to like read a book more, or I want to, maybe I want to go to presentations, just doing things a little differently. Mm-hmm. And we are doing something differently now. We're bringing in a new company. Mm-hmm. We're super pumped about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's Gaia is the name. Mm-hmm. And they are...
They're out of the Carolinas, right?
They're out of North Carolina. Yep. They have, I don't know how much acreage, but they have a huge acreage that they're growing majority of the herbs that they have in their products on their farm. They're certified organic, non-GMO, all of the standards, all the things.
I think I've heard of them. In fact, part of the reason I thought I heard of them is they're a company that there's not a lot of middlemen.
No.
It's a very straight, you know, from them
the
to
farm,
consumer
yep,
kind of.
Exactly.
Yep. They grow the herbs. I think they like do all the processing, quality control checks, put it in the box, send it to us. You know, like it's really cool. And they do a lot of really great extracts. A lot of them are like super critical extracts, which kind of encompass the whole goodness of the herb, but remove, you know, like the fiber and stuff, which, you know, is good for you too. But
not what you need in a supplement.
Take up a lot of space in a capsule. So like they kind of remove like the water and that stuff and all like the real strong constituents are still there. And we even brought in, we're always a little bit, I guess picky might be the word about gummies. Because there's a lot of gummies out there. A lot of them have a lot of sugar. Some of them don't have very much of what's on the front of the label, like, you know, vitamin C or whatever. It's like, well, you know, people are buying this for their health. We want the good to outweigh the bad, certainly, you know, by a large margin. And what these folks doing is so nice. Like I'm holding the bottle right here. It's a glass container. The gummies are made from fruit juice. So like the first ingredient is organic apple juice concentrate. And the second ingredient is apple puree. So there's no sugar.
And that's organic, all of those, which is
awesome. Yeah, it's all organic. They've got some pectin, which is a thickener. That's, you know, from fruit again. And you know, then they have this one is ashwagandha. So there's you know, an herb in here, and they added a little bit of cinnamon and a little bit of ginger, probably for flavor, but it's also good for you, you know. So we really love the authentic taste these have, and the great ingredients. You know, so if you've got a, you know, maybe like a younger, like a kid or a teenager, or if you're just one of those folks that doesn't like swallowing pills, but you want to take ashwagandha, or I think we also have turmeric and a couple other things.
We have one for
stress
like
formula.
Yeah, and we have one for like nauseous. If you get nauseous or motion sick, or pregnant, like that's a great formula for that nauseousness too. But then they're going to come out with more and more plant powered, you know, gummies that are really clean. And we brought a sample for you if you'd like to try it.
Definitely.
This is the ashwagandha one.
And ashwagandha is, just to remind people, it's become a very popular herb, actually, so most people probably know a lot of this already, but it's an Ayurvedic herb from India that's been, you know, used medicinally for probably a couple thousand years. And what it's best known for is helping address stress. It helps with sleep. It helps with energy levels, which seems sort of contradictory to do both sleep and energy, but it finds that balance in your body.
Actually, I can see that. It really works really well. It's very good. No, sorry.
It did both.
I don't get to act very much anymore. I took the opportunity.
Too bad. You're an excellent actor.
I did want to mention something. For the, you know, obviously we're an audio medium that you guys couldn't see this, but Steve and Katrina do this all the time when they're talking about a product, especially a new one, and one of you will look at the label on the back and talk about these, the ingredients and what's in there. One of the things that I've heard from our listeners over the years that they appreciate so much about you all. Nowadays, more and more people are looking at the label and looking at what's back there. But not everybody knows what those words mean. Not everybody knows what, okay, I know that this is good, or it seems like this is good, or what.
What's the pectin? What's that for?
I've heard
from the class we want to teach. This is a good idea, James. Thank you.
And I do think that a lot of people would show up because I know just from hearing from listeners over the years that they are so appreciative that they don't feel silly asking a question of you guys.
Katrina's writing it down.
I don't know what this means. I ask you or one of your staff, and you guys are able to explain it and get people to know. And I think that's really important going forward because I would say 9 out of 10 people are looking at labels nowadays.
Yeah, people are doing it well.
But not everybody knows what the, you know, what's a good fish oil. Well, this one has this one has that, and these kind of things. Being able to understand that. So getting into the details of that, I think, goes a lot farther than we realize.
Right.
And a product like this, if you're bringing it into the building, you've done your research. You feel very confident about this.
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, they're in the mountains, like the Blue Ridge Mountains. Like, it's so, I lived in that area for a little while, and it's just so clean and awesome. The people are like, they're just good people in that area. So we're pumped about this. Now, James, I don't know if you noticed when you tried the gummy, it's got the sweetness just of like the apple, right? This the kind of, it's mellow.
Got
and
that
you,
right away.
You get a little bit of the taste of the herb, which I actually really appreciate in a gummy, because I feel like all these gummies are coated with sugar and you're like, oh, I think I just ate candy. It's so good. But I never taste,
and then you
like,
eat five of them, and then the container's gone, and it costs you $40 the container. You're kind of like, I could have bought gummy bears if I wanted gummy bears, right?
But what I appreciate is that there is the flavor of the ashwagandha, which has, it's not, it's got like, I want to taste the plant because that's why I'm taking it. I want it. Our palate needs to taste more bitters, and it needs to taste more sours, and not always the sweets or the blands. Like, it's good to train our palate on that. So I was just curious on.
They did a nice balance with that, and I think
really nice
from an herbalist perspective, like Ayurvedic medicine. We're talking about ashwagandha here from India. They would always say that the medicine starts working as soon as it hits your tongue. And that's true most with like, you know, like bitters. And you could, a lot of people in Wisconsin know about bitters because they go to the taverns. They go to the supper clubs, you know? And, you know, what are they mixing in your drink? Well, bitters. And that's just one of the ingredients. But those bitters work, you know, right away when they hit your tongue. And the reason they were used historically, you know, in Europe in particular and around the world for that matter, is because they help tell your body to get its digestion going.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, increased digestive juices, release enzymes.
Interesting.
Kind of primes everything. And it, by itself, it also helps with digestion a little bit. And that's not the case with this. This isn't very bitter. I mean, like you said, you taste the apples and stuff. But
right away.
Tasting the herbs is part of the medicine and part of getting things working right away. So I think it's kind of cool. I think they did a great balance with that.
You all and longtime listeners know I am the definition of a picky eater. Yeah. I am very weird about my foods and my intakes and stuff. Yeah. And I could not agree with you guys more on this. I don't take a lot of gummies, but when I do, I want to. It's like eating steak. If I have a good steak, I want to taste the meat. I want to taste the steak. I don't need a bunch of A1. I don't need a bunch of these things. I want to taste the actual meat. If I'm taking a supplement, if I'm taking one of these, I want to taste the herb. I personally, and as weird as it is for me to say this, in my recent years here, I've become in love with the more earth feel, the more earth tasty things. I want to taste like I'm taking a bite out of the planet. I want to have that kind of herb feel, that kind of, and this gave it to me like right away. But not in a, with the apple flavor along with it.
It's not overpowering.
It just kind of settles on your tongue. And I actually did feel a little, a bit of a jolt there, but a calm jolt. I think that anybody who has taken a caffeine pill or if you, these energy drinks or something like that, you guys are going to know what I'm talking about here, where you get a jolt and it's just you burn, and it, like you just fall off a cliff right after that. This kind of stuff, it is a nice pace. It is a natural energy kick. And one that when it does kind of fade, it's not as if you're trying to stop going 50 miles an hour and stopping.
Right.
It's going 40, 30, 20 and slowing down.
It's a gradual for sure. And we have a handful of different herbs from them, different ways. So, right, we talked about the gummies, but we have a lot of different ones. We have some more for women, some more for men, more for mental alertness. Just overall a handful of really great ones, and we're going to grow the line. We started with, let's start with these, I don't know, maybe 15 products, and we're going to grow it into more. So definitely come check it out, and we have a sweet little display kind of by the window when people come through. So yeah, give that a look.
It's going to be fun to learn more about that and see more new products coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Stephen, speaking with Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods, we have kind of been covering a little bit of what's happening and what's going on. Are we going to dive right into the anniversary now?
Let's do it. Let's
77.
Celebrate it.
Yeah, celebrate good times. Come on. Anniversary sale coming up into.
We're about a week away.
That's right.
So a week from tomorrow will be not this Friday, but the next Friday and Saturday.
So October 6th and 7th is our anniversary sale.
Yep. And the nice thing about Friday, for folks that may work a little later or whatever, we're open 9 to 6 p.m. Saturday, we're open 9 to 4. So pretty long Saturday hours, all things considered. And last year, we've been doing this for 2 or 3 years now, this two-day thing. And it's fun to see a handful of people come back the second day.
Like, we saw them the first day. Or I want to bring my sister with me.
Yeah, that's the best is when they're like, oh, yeah, I told my neighbor about it and we both came. And, you know, then and there's different things happening. We're going to get into that, too. There's different things each day. So, I mean, I'd certainly encourage people. They can come. You can come every day, you know, stay all day, whatever you want to do. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Come celebrate with us. Yeah. I think what Steve and I also, we just want to let people know we're super thankful. So it's a third generation, right? So Grandpa Frank, our dad Mike, and then now us. And we're super thankful to be in this position to be celebrating 77
Such
years.
Such a wonderful community.
Because we wouldn't be here without them. And so it's a time to, you know, give thanks and to give a little extra sale as a thank you. And it's something that our, you know, our grandfather and our dad did, and we want to continue doing because we love our community, like Stephen just said. So, yeah, thank you, everyone.
You guys really literally put your money where your mouth is on this, too. We see a lot of companies do anniversary sales or these things, and they're like an hour or two long, and it's 10% off your third item that you buy. Or, you know, these you got to download an app to be able to do this, and, you know, you got to scan the QR code, and then you get like 5% off, like something like that. You guys go all out. You really go all in on this, and you literally put your money where your mouth is. You want to show the community how much you appreciate them. You give them great sales. You give them fun things to come down and check out. And not for an hour or, you know, a half an hour or anything. 2 days
you do this. Yeah, we got 2 days of fun. So
are you sure about this? No, I'm
joking. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready for it. And what's going to be really fun? So Friday, should we tell them about who's going to be there Friday and what kind of to look for?
Yeah, let's give them the play-by-play. Then you can kind of plan out your next weekend.
So Tom Heck, who works with Terry Natural very closely, and he's worked with him since the beginning. He's going to be there in the morning, and I think he's going to leave around 1 or 2 o'clock. But if you want to talk with him, anything Terry-related, he's going to be the man to really hash out details about, what about this product? I've been thinking about that. Of course, you can ask any of our awesome staff, because they're all trained and they're very knowledgeable. But Tom's going to be there, and he's got lots of fun things and just a good energy to bring to the party.
Usually brings samples, you know, kind of fun things and
literature pieces, which is awesome. And he just brings a lot of knowledge too. And then we have Carl Flagg from Prairie Pastured Meat Beef will be there, and it's Prairie Pastured, so it's grass-fed beef. And he was there last year, and it was a hit. He stayed longer than he was thinking. Everybody was, like, in line with their supplements, eating this really wonderful beef. It smelt good.
Yeah.
So he'll be there as well, sampling. I'm not sure what he's going to sample, but we love Carl. We also sell his son's...
Carl's such a great guy. He's like a Renaissance man.
He's
like this farmer, I think generational farmer, right?
But he changed it to organic.
Yeah, he changed his farm like years ago to organic, like when we were kids. I don't know, probably 20 years ago. He like saw you know, where small dairies were going, and it's tough. And he saw that he could do a niche, and he just always is innovating. He's very focused on his health, his family. Health, his herd's health, and these things. I really appreciate Carl's, like, you know, he just doesn't sit down. He doesn't stop.
No.
He's always innovating.
He's going to the university now to learn more, like, because he just wants to learn more.
Yeah, he wants to learn about like butchering.
Yeah, he wants to learn about the cuts and how they work like best and how to do the cuts best, and he's got future plans for their place, which is
awesome.
It's
hard not to be inspired by people like that.
I think Carl's quite inspiring, you know. I just remember him when I was a kid, and I was like, that guy is really doing different things.
It's cool.
Interesting. And then he just keeps doing it, and I'm like, great.
He's doing it.
So anyways, Carl will be here. It'll be really good.
When will Carl be there?
I think it's not fully locked in, but I'm thinking it'll be more like 11 to maybe like 4 or so, or maybe 5. Carl's one of those guys who's like, I'll stay as long as you need me kind of thing. So it just speaks to who he is. But we're also going to have Martin Grace, who has been in the health food industry for years. He specifically works with us, I would say more so with a company called Natural Factors, which has been an awesome company. Mm-hmm. They're out of like Washington/Canada.
It's technically a
Canadian company.
But it's a family-owned Canadian company.
They have a farm on their on their place, because they're harvesting some of their herbs as well. They're like, realize they want to be in control of those things, which is cool.
Yeah, very, very good. Like, one of those companies that has a lot of integrity, and they do things right. Martin also works with Enzymedica, which is kind of a digestive health company, is their main focus. And he knows everything about those products. So if you have any kind of digestive health questions, you know, acid reflux, whatever it may be, food sensitivities, he's a great one to talk to on that stuff. And Martin's just like a very genuine guy. I like him. He has a lot of energy, but
he wants to help people.
But he wants to help people, and he's not like a high pressure kind of salesperson. We worked with him with Natural Factors for years. And I was like, oh yeah, we're selling like 4 products, 5 products. He's not worth his drive to stop at our store, but he kept stopping. Now we do big orders with them, and we really like the company. And, you know, we take our time with things, sometimes for better or worse, but you know, when you've been around for 77 years, you don't really see things like, hey, we gotta, you know, we don't do things, you know, crazy. So we just, you know, we start out slow.
It really speaks to the products, though. You've got so many great items in that store, and thinking about those items and going through that, those items went through that process. So if we see an item in that building, chances are it has been vetted, and it was thought about and probably rethought about. You can't say that at a department store. You can't say that at a lot of places. No. That alone gives you a confidence walking in there that I think most buildings do not.
Sometimes it's not driven by sales, you know, for better or worse. Yeah. Again, like, it's like, oh, yeah, we sell like 2 or 3 of these a year, you know, like
because
one a month.
Somebody
or something.
Really has health benefits somebody, from it. Or
sometimes
it's
just something Katrina and I like, we read about, and we're like, well, this is really important product. This is really great. This is some, you know, like, this is going to be really good. But then, you know, nobody else really knows that. And, like, maybe we tell them. Maybe some people try and they like it. But it takes a long time to get those things started.
I wouldn't normally do this because I don't like talk about other businesses or anything. Yeah. But they're not even around anymore. So I think it's okay. But I worked at GNC for a while. Yeah. And back when they actually had stores and all that. And they talked a good game about taking care of people, about wanting to help people. And I think there was some good intentions there, but the dollar rules all. And if a product wasn't selling, it didn't matter if it helped people or not. It was off. It was gone.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter if a product helped people or not. If it sold, it stayed. They vetted their products, certainly, and everything, but it not to the point of, well, if this isn't doing that well for people, it's gone, et cetera, with you guys. Where a GNC, a business like that, they're all about the bottom line. They're all about the dollar, and they're about making new franchises. It's a franchise. They want to pop up in all your towns and everything. You guys are not looking to do that. You guys are looking at taking care of this area and taking care of your people in this area. And with that focus, you're getting much more care. You're getting much more fact, much more better deals, and a lot of that. It's interesting because in some ways, what we were talking about with Gaia about cutting out the middleman, some ways you guys have cut out the BS. You guys have cut out kind of a lot of that other stuff and just like right up straight, here's the product, here's the, you know, our consumer, and you're able to get that to them. It goes so much farther than going to a franchise or something like that. You're getting a real personal touch.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's the hope. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
It seems to be working.
Yeah, thank you.
77 years. Seems like you guys figured this out. You know, figured something out.
We learned something from our grandfather and our dad.
Gramps knew what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So on Saturday, it's more of our like food tasting day. Yes, we have Carl on Friday, so definitely come in for that. But I'm excited about Saturday because these are two new businesses that we're starting with. They're local too. One's very local and the other one's like Wisconsin local. We're going to have Jersey Valley Cheese Sampling, and they make a grass-fed A1 casein-free, which your body can digest that dairy better in your system. They're going to be doing some cheese samplings. The timing we're still kind of figuring out with them because that's the phone calls to happen today and tomorrow, but that's going to be happening, Jersey Valley Cheese, on Saturday, and I'm guessing it'll be something like, you know, 10 to 2 or something like that.
That's what I would say.
And then the next one we're really excited about too is Allied Elderberry Immune Samples. So she makes homemade elderberry syrups. And they're amazing. They've got like cinnamon and clove and all the things.
Sounds good.
We all need it for our immune system. And
real healthy, but just really tasty.
Like,
like, can I have a second one of these? And you're like, sure. Like, a little extra elderberry is not going to hurt anybody, especially right now. Kind of back to school, cold and flu season starting here.
And she's certified organic as well, so all of her ingredients are organic. She's in the Stevens Point area, so we're going to be her first location in Rapids. And she sells these really fun, like, immune tonics. So kind of think like kombucha, but not really kombucha. She doesn't have that in there, but it's like a bubbly. She's got elderberry and ginger and mushrooms in it, which are really good for our immune system as well as our brain and every part of our body. So there's like drinkables. So I think she'll be sampling both of those. And again, timing is still getting figured out, but I'd say more like that 10 to 2 time frame. Yeah. And throughout the whole anniversary sale, it's going to be 20% off of supplements and cosmetics, you know, CBD, essential oils, most of that, just not usually the grocery part of it that we don't do the sale on, but pretty much all those supplements, all the things, you know, think about, what do I need? How many of these do I need for the next month or two? This is a great time to get a really good sale on all of those. And then other things we like to do is we have a sign up for door prizes, a huge table of fun door prizes that we're so thankful from a lot of these companies have given us really cool things. And Steve and I are going to find some more too. So definitely come sign up for those door prizes. And then we do a free gift with purchase, and this year it's a little different than we've done in the past.
Yeah.
And we're excited about the change up with that too. So
they're going to be really kind of fun, different free gifts. So everybody will get a gift that purchases something, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The other thing I was going to add on Saturday is we're hoping to do some sampling, a little more focused sampling on Von Voss oils and balsamic vinegars. And obviously, you can come in any day and test or sample those, and we do it all the time.
That'll be
but
good.
But we're playing with some ideas, maybe some like some specific samples with like different foods. Maybe we'll bring some popcorn in. I don't know.
It's gonna be tasty.
So
join us on October 6th and 7th for our 77th customer appreciation sale.
Looking forward to it, you guys. Yeah. And looking forward to talking again real soon. We'll meet you over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call anytime, 423-3120. And be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Create an Instagram account if you don't have one and follow them. It is worth it. It is such a great follow. And thank you both for everything you do for our community. Say hi to the staff over there. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
More Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.